We share the globe, religious, pagan, learned, white, black. We share it. What I see as a challenge we all have is to appreciate that there is a challenge. Those who have contributed most to this climate change may be other people than us, the Africans. But whether that is the case or not, it is like when Obote said, either we sink together or we survive together. So we should all of us appreciate that there is a problem. For example, when it rains in Kampala, floods are all over the place. You can't brush that aside. And now the engineer comes in. Now the policymaker comes in. Now the planner comes in. Whether you agree with the climate change or not, when your car hits that flood, you either sink with it or somehow you survive. So I'm appealing that we appreciate that there is a challenge which will cause us to sit, address it in whatever terms, but we must come out with solutions. When a house is on fire, you don't sit to arrange furniture. You don't sit to arrange furniture. In case you did that, you'd be considered wired zero. The wires are off. When the house is on fire, you have to rush and take things out. So my first point is to appreciate that there is a problem. Secondly, as a spiritual leader, I would want to avoid dichotomizing issues. For God and for us spiritual leaders, creation is an entity. You touch on one aspect, you touch the equilibrium. Touch on one point, there will be a chain reaction. For example, some of these problems are being caused by overpopulation. Land does not expand, but population does. That is an issue which is very wide and it has a lot of debate. But because, for example, now let us take, for example, a tribe. A tribe used to live in that place when they were 2 million people. But today, you have 10 million for that tribe. The land has not expanded. They want to build, they want to dig, they want to graze on the same size of land. Now, God created the universe. He created it as an entity. Now, when we want to dichotomize things and find things which are for God and the others which are not for God, for me that doesn't work. In the beginning, God created the world. Stones, water, snails. I actually like this analogy. God spent more time on inanimate things than he spent on us. We were created in only one day. One day, the creation day. But for stones and water and heroes, things which we call material things, worldly things, he spent 5 days. Now, who is more important? The human being is more important because God was creating this for him because he's an important person. But really, he took more time on things, on these worldly things, which we call worldly. For me, I don't call stones worldly. They are also spiritual. They are also spiritual. Water is spiritual. That is why Jesus uses, "I am the living water." You see? So let us avoid dichotomizing things. That is why we have now to go back to God. Because he was the beginner of it all. Any solution which goes without God will not help us. I'm not preaching.